to New Orleans now, where a tornado struck last night. At least one person died, and others are trapped for a time under debris in destroyed buildings and homes. Joining us now is Hallie Parker. She's coastal desk reporter at member station WWNO. Hallie, there was severe weather across parts of the South yesterday. Tornadoes reported in Mississippi and Alabama. What happened in New Orleans last night?
Yeah, so at least two tornadoes formed last night in the greater New Orleans area. And one of those was incredibly strong. Right now it's estimated at an EF3, which means there were winds up to 165 miles per hour. And that carved a path from a residential area known as Araby. And that's just outside the cities of New Orleans. And then it went on a path of destruction through the Lower Ninth Ward and New Orleans East.
Now, you were out last night, I gather, in the first hours of this storm. Who did you get to talk to?
Yeah, so the tornado came through the area around 8 p.m. last night, and I went out a couple hours later with one of my colleagues. We saw people wandering around, residents who had left their homes with their pets and family. And then we also saw some business owners who were checking on buildings. And one of those was Keena Bullock, and she's actually a Chicago native. She's a little bit familiar with tornadoes, but she just saw how across the street, one of the antique store's roofs had caved in, and a seafood spot had been reduced to just a pile of bricks. And she talked about just how she felt in the aftermath.
It's sad. It's people's lives. It's people's hearts. I mean, you know, it's a lot of damage. You know, I know people are going to feel it in the morning when they really see it. Right now, it's still just like a shock, but tomorrow people really start to feel it as they start to really clean up.
And she was right. What we're seeing today is really emotional.
Now, some of the heaviest damaged areas seem to be in parts that were devastated before by Hurricane Katrina. St. Bernard Parish, you mentioned the Lower Ninth Ward. What do those neighborhoods look like?
Yeah, I mean, we saw last night, even though it was dark and that there were just police lights everywhere, just that there were so many homes that either had their roofs blown off or had other roofs blown onto them. There were, again, businesses just reduced to rubble, churches that just had the faces standing. It's dark, and now in full daylight, it's even worse.
Yeah. St. Bernard Parish, I've read, is also suffered flooding and other damage last August from Hurricane Ida. Is that area still struggling to recover from a previous disaster?
Yeah, that's a really good point. So a lot of these areas that were hit, even though a lot of St. Bernard Parish was not struck by flooding, it was still struck hard by wind damage. And so they had tarps over their roofs still. People are still waiting to get their roofs repaired. And so especially in an area that doesn't typically get tornadoes, we don't have basements or even rooms without windows very often. You combine that with the fact that people are still recovering from that storm last summer, and you can see just how vulnerable we were on several levels.
Yeah. And just very quickly, is there assistance for people whose homes were damaged or destroyed?
Yeah, so that will be better understood in the coming days. We're supposed to get more updates from local officials this afternoon, as well as the governor. But people are already starting to clean up, and so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, that's Hallie Parker from member station WWNO in New Orleans. Hallie, thank you very much.
Thank you.